I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A federal judge has denied an Alabama death row inmate's emergency motion for a stay of execution. Chief U.S. District Judge William Keith Watkins issued an order denying Christopher Brooks' request yesterday. Brooks is scheduled to be put to death January 21st for the rape and bludgeoning death of Deanne Campbell more than 20 years ago. The execution would be Alabama's first in more than 2 years. Brooks has argued the execution shouldn't be carried out until a court decides the constitutionality of the state's new lethal injection drug combination. Brooks and other inmates argue that the combination constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. Last week, the Alabama Supreme Court unanimously refused to stop Brooks' execution. The state attorney general's office argues that Brooks is using the lethal injection challenge as a last-minute ploy to avoid his execution. As 2015 winds down, the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville is looking back on some big steps toward NASA's newest U.S.-made launch rocket. APR's Pat Duggins has more.
Marshall is managing the design of the new rocket called the Space Launch System. It looks like a cross between the Saturn rockets that carried astronauts to the moon and the space shuttle's twin boosters. Engineers in Utah test-fired the motors for the new spacecraft over the summer. Technicians also built a full-scale mock-up of the reusable boosters that will snap on either side of the main rocket. Marshall construction crews also finished two test platforms in Huntsville for the main body of the spacecraft so it can be tested under flight conditions. If the new rocket is successful, it'll carry astronauts out of Earth orbit for the first time since the end of the Apollo moon landings in 1972. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
If you're planning on traveling over the Christmas holiday, it's a good idea to give yourself some extra time. That's according to officials from AAA Alabama. Officials are expecting a near record amount of travelers on the highway to be with loved ones for Christmas. Clay Ingram is the spokesman for AAA Alabama. He says more than 100 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more during these next few days across the country.
We have a lot of fond memories. We have a lot of family that we don't get to see any other time of the year. That lends itself to people really making the extra effort and making sacrifices in other ways to be able to go and visit some of these friends and family members for the holidays.
Ingram says with so many people out on the road, drivers need to be aware of their surroundings at all times. That means keeping your eyes on the road and not becoming distracted by things like cell phones and radios. And a former leader of the Etowah County Rescue Squad has been charged in the death of a member who was killed during a rescue operation. 49-year-old Michael Irvin Bettis of Gadsden was charged with a misdemeanor count of criminally negligent homicide. Now your forecast.
A few showers and thunderstorms out there this morning, but more dangerous weather is headed our direction during the afternoon and evening hours. We're looking at showers and thunderstorms that could be on the severe side as we go through the afternoon and evening hours across the entire state, although the best chance will be across northwestern Alabama. Temperatures still very warm in the mid-70s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.